Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. Thank you so much for joining me. This is episode number 450. It's going to be a great show. In the studio with me is Melissa Dixon, the communications director of the Fashion Meets Music Festival. So it's going to take place this September 4th and 5th. And it's going to take place this September 5th and 6th. I said that wrong.
3rd and 4th, actually.
You're kidding. 3rd and 4th?
Yeah, 3rd and 4th, Labor Day weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
It keeps changing. This because it's your third year. I think it's been on all of those dates, hasn't it?
It has. Labor Day weekend is one that consistently changes over the course.
So it is. Say it again.
It'll be September 3rd and 4th.
3rd and 4th. Okay. In Columbus. Okay. So, hey, before we get started, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. If you would go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. It's Dr. Kvitko and Associates. And Melissa, tell me if they want to follow you guys on Twitter, what do they do?
Absolutely. We are at FMM Festival.
Okay.
And we also, our Facebook page is Fashion Meets Music Festival. So,
okay.
Yeah,
Fashion Meets Music Festival.
Us.
Okay. Awesome. And Fashion Meets Music, FMMF, that's like FMF.
Yeah, it has a little bit of a unique name. But, you know, a lot of people call us Fashion Meets Music Festival. Uh-huh. I'm going to go down to FMMF. So I've been saying it so long for 3 years, it kind of rolls off my tongue a little bit. So,
okay, yeah. But it's memorable.
It is memorable.
Which is the plan, right? Okay, so now let me just explain a little bit about it. You said that it's created by a team of music and fashion insiders from Columbus. Fashion Meets Music Festival is the only festival in the country dedicated to the fusion of fashion and music. It joins two loves into one celebration, elevating music and fashion to a shared experience featuring live performances, runway shows, unique activations, and more. FMMF is a two-day, four-stage festival featuring a variety of the best acts in live music and some of the most talented designers in the country. It has made a home in downtown Columbus, Ohio, specifically in the beautiful Arena District. This is your third year, and you're expecting an audience of over 10,000. And this year's headliners include Passion Pit, Matt and Kim, DJ Khaled, BB Rexha, and Season 11 winner of Project One Runway, Michelle Lesniak. Right?
That is correct.
So what is the genesis of this? I know it's the third year, but think back 4 years ago. How did this get started?
Yeah, actually the founder of the festival was on a trip down in Austin, Texas to South by Southwest.
Okay.
And really got inspired about what that city was doing, what they were creating, and really wanted to make an impact back here in Columbus, Ohio. So that's really kind of where the idea was born. And from there, he put together a very solid team, and we started building and creating and putting down the foundation to really build this festival.
But that's a musical festival, right? No fashion in Austin.
That is correct. The addition of fashion aspect actually was added probably in the summer of 2013.
Okay. And my daughter and her husband lived in Austin for a while, and great food down there.
Yeah.
And I'm going to assume you guys have food too, because these people are going to be hungry, right? So tell me about that.
They're going to be very hungry. We've actually, we have a lot of Columbus's favorite food trucks that are going to be on the footprint, which is great because everybody loves the food trucks. And we really try to offer a little bit of a different variety for all of our consumers.
Okay. And the footprint is by the Arch Park. Is it Arch Park?
So it's actually called McPherson Park. So
is that the same place? I just had the wrong name?
Yeah, it's where the arch is. Yeah.
It's where the arch is.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know the official name. So it's going to be McPherson Park. And then we actually this year will take over North Bank Park as well. So the grass area between Long Street and Spring Street.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Right in between.
Yep, that is correct.
Okay. There's a what do you call it? There's a like a building there, right?
There is. That's
are you guys
that.
Using
yep.
that or
we are utilizing that.
Okay. And yeah. will be bands inside or runways inside? What's
actually we build everything. We kind of build a city on the footprint. So when we mention we have four stages, our one of those stages is actually inside the fashion tent. So we build a 50 by 190 foot tent. And then inside we build a 60 foot runway. And then the music is cohesive inside that runway tent as well.
Okay.
And then
okay.
we have three other stages that are placed throughout the footprint.
Wow. So where do people park?
They park in lots of areas. obviously, we're all well aware that the Arena District has many garages.
Right.
But I think for our attendees, the best garage would be Lot K, which is, I believe, is a Neal Avenue garage.
Neal Avenue. Okay.
Yep.
So basically, you pretend that you're coming to either a Blue Jackets game or a Clippers game.
Yep.
And wherever you park for that, you park for this.
Exactly. And our main entrance is right at Neal and Spring Street.
Neal and Spring. Okay. So this sounds pretty big. Is this something that people from Cleveland and Cincinnati and Dayton and Toledo and Youngstown should be signing up to come to?
Absolutely. We actually sell tickets in over 25 different states every year. And I think it's definitely worth that 2 to 3 hour commute. We really, as a goal, as the festival, when we look at what those are each year, is to really drive people to Columbus and make Labor Day weekend here in Columbus, Ohio, a great destination.
Interesting. Interesting. When I go to events like this, I like to take my motorhome.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have if I came in a motorhome, do you have a place for me?
Unfortunately, we do not.
Oh,
we,
no.
We tried that the first year and it was unsuccessful, but you never know what might lie in the future.
Okay.
So, but we do have some amazing hotels, Airbnb places that you can definitely utilize over the course of the weekend.
So I guess all of you motorhome owners, you have to find your own place to park.
Well, there are, I'm sure, some different locations that Columbus offers. It's just on the footprint. We unfortunately do not have a place that we can house you.
I mean, there are a couple campgrounds in town.
There
and
are,
then
absolutely.
Also, I know for OSU games, they set up a RV lot at the fairgrounds. I wonder
oh,
if they.
I did not know that.
Yeah, they have. They actually have electricity for them to plug into and everything.
That
so,
might be an option we should look into.
Yeah, we'll have to check that out. Some new information. Another project. Last thing you
I'll
needed,
add
right?
Add it to my list.
Okay. All right. So let me see. I have my now. You mentioned the founder. Is this like a no-name founder? We're not using names today, right? I mean, if you're under orders not to use names, that's fine.
No, so, I mean, the owner of the festival is Brett Adams.
Okay. And so he's the one that went to Austin and kind of was really taken by that.
He represents a local band here that came out of New Albany, Ohio called New Hollow. So they were down there with New Hollow.
Oh, neat.
And that's kind of where the idea was born.
How are they doing? Are they going to be here at this?
They are not. They were there with our first year at the festival.
Now they're too busy?
I honestly have not been keeping up with their schedule.
Okay.
But I obviously wish them the very best.
Yeah, that's cool. So how do you intertwine the fashion and the music then? So at every music event, you have fashion models, or at every fashion event, you have musicians?
It's a great question. So inside that fashion tent that I was kind of giving a little bit of background on, that's really kind of where the fusion happens. You're going to have different runway shows. Every different designer chooses their own music. They also choose their own band.
Really? Oh, that's awesome.
Yep. So it's all inspired by them. We obviously give offers to different bands or DJs that we have coming in, and then they really together kind of piece together what that show is going to look like in that segment.
I'm reminded of the Victoria's Secret fashion show a couple of years ago where they had Great Big World on the runway with a piano singing Say Something.
Yep.
Did you see that?
I did see
that. So is it kind of like that?
In some ways.
Okay.
I mean, I think each designer show has a different personality, a different flair, and that's what I think makes it so unique and special for us. At the other three stages, we do not have fashion fused into those bigger acts and those bigger shows. But I think when you come to the festival, you'll definitely see kind of, we have some very high-end fashion shopping opportunities. Our vendors that come, you can definitely shop them, which I think is really unique. Our VIP areas are very upscale. So I think in all the festival, whenever we put it on and we think about activations, it definitely has that more fashion-forward appeal, that more fashion-forward look.
Awesome. Now, just to reiterate, it takes place on September
3rd and 4th.
3rd and 4th. And it's in the Arena District.
That is correct.
McPherson Park?
McPherson Commons.
Commons. And the headliners will be Passion Pit, DJ Khaled, BB Rexha, and Season 11 winner of Project Runway, Michelle Lesniak, right?
That is correct.
Okay. That's important for folks to listen to remember because it's going to be Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. Oh, and by the way, what is the cost to get into this for a two-day pass?
Absolutely. For two-day tickets, our general admission ticket is
$109. Okay.
And that gives you access to everything.
Awesome. That's
awesome.
And then
single-day tickets are $59.
Okay. Great. And Melissa has been gracious enough to allow us to give away a pair of general admission tickets. So in a minute, when we do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, you'll be able to call in and win a $109 prize, right?
That is correct. Awesome. Times two. Because it's a pair.
Oh, that's right. That's a pair. Right. That's right. Not to mention what I'll be giving away, which seems so small comparatively, which is a free drink at Crimson Cup Coffee and a burrito at Chipotle. All right. What we're going to do is, before we do the question, though, we need you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, and the question of the day is, which of the following statements about the 2016 edition of the Fashion Meets Music Festival set to take place are true? A, it takes place on September 3rd and 4th. B, it takes place in the Arena District in McPherson Commons. B, headliners include Passion Pit, DJ Khaled, BB Rexha, and Season 11 winner of Project Runway, Michelle Lesniak. Or D, all of the above. All right? The winner's going to receive two free general admission passes to the event, a drink from Crimson Cup Coffee, and a burrito from Chipotle. And so go ahead and call 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kvitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Dr. Kvitko!
Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kvitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kvitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9255.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kvitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kvitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kvitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kvitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard. All right, we're we're back. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's Question of the Day. We have four people on the line. We have Kelly, Sandy, Craig, Cheryl, in no special order. And so I'm going to ask Melissa to pick a number between 1 and 4.
Let's go with number 3.
Number 3 would be Craig. Hey, Craig, are you there?
Yes.
Great. Hey, before we go further, let me remind the other 3 people on hold, stay there because you're all going to win the free drink from Crimson Cup and the burrito from Chipotle, okay? So we need to get your info. All right, Craig.
Great.
Hey, do you have the answer to Dr. Kvitko's Question of the Day?
All of the above.
All of the above. Hey, are you a past festival goer?
No.
All right, but you're going this year, aren't you?
Pardon me?
You're going this year, aren't you?
Yes, I hope to.
Yeah, because you just won 2 free general admission passes, which is awesome.
Great.
That's awesome. So, hey, what do you do for a living?
I'm a retired educator.
Oh, okay. You a musician by chance?
Am I? No.
No? Don't play an instrument?
No.
Are you at least fashionable?
Am I? Yeah.
Well, you're going to be more fashionable after you go to Fashion Meets Music Festival. Okay.
Well, I think that's great.
So stay on the line, please, and we'll get you the info from you to get you the prize, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Craig. All right, so let's go back to talking to Melissa Dixon. She is the Communications Director for Fashion Meets Music Festival, and it's taking place this September 3rd and 4th. All right. So apparently I was looking on the web, and I got last year or the year before or whatever, and so with the day of social media, you can't seem to get rid of that stuff, right?
Yeah, it just keeps generating and generating.
You have to, like, change the background on all the new stuff to be dark blue or something so people will know.
Exactly.
Anyway, okay, so let me just find my... Okay, now, when somebody gets there, and I'm confused about this myself, I know where to park, but is there some kind of a main door everybody goes to? Is there, you know, how do you get into it? Because it seems like it's spread around.
It is spread around. So we actually fence the entire footprint.
Oh, now it's fenced.
It is fenced.
It wasn't the first year, right?
It was not the first year.
What about the second?
It was fenced last
year. Okay, okay.
Yep. So last year, I want to say our number was right around over 4,000 square foot of fence. This year, we're over 6.
Okay.
So it is definitely an entire fence perimeter.
Right.
And then our main entrance where people will enter and exit is that main entrance on Neal and Spring.
Okay, Neal and Spring.
There'll be a major, beautiful entrance. You'll walk through, you'll exchange your wristband if you bought tickets prior. And if you're still interested in buying tickets day of the event, we have our box office there.
Oh, okay. Okay. And you can use credit cards and PayPal
cards,
and
cash,
all that
everything.
Stuff.
Yep.
Okay. Now, excuse me, but 6,000 square feet seems kind of small. Did you mean 60,000 possibly? Or
It's actually how the fence lines out. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but everything doesn't take place inside 6,000 square feet, does it?
It's the amount of the fence.
Oh.
So not everything is fenced. So the only part that's not fenced is the part along the river behind North Bank, the actual building. Because we butt up to a river, so we obviously would not fence
I get
that
it.
Beautiful
so
scenery.
A straight line, 6,000 feet. Fencing, and then between that and the river is probably, you know, 200,000 square feet of space.
Got it.
Okay. Because my dental office is 4,675 square feet.
Yeah.
And I'm going, they're going to try to hold this whole festival inside my dental office?
No.
I'm glad I cleared that up.
Yeah.
So speaking of dentistry, I'm a dentist. You probably knew that.
I did know that.
And you heard Keith Carlo's voice there doing a little spot, and I'm his dentist, and some others, but what do you have? Like, what's the plan if somebody falls off the runway and chips a tooth? Are you going to call me or what?
Well, I think I will have to have your number available now. That will be our backup plan.
Had you thought of that?
I actually had not.
I mean,
we obviously have our emergency site plan. We obviously have EMS on site, but now we have a dentist on site.
Because somebody could also fall and, you know, just hit their face on a beer bottle or something. I'm assuming there's alcohol.
There is alcohol. There is. We actually have 2 options. We go with Anheuser-Busch, but then we also have a craft beer garden.
Oh, a whole garden, like all different craft brew brewers?
We're using 3 different breweries this year.
Who do you have?
We're working with Mad Tree,
okay.
Common House,
okay.
And Jackie O's.
Okay.
And the Daily Growler is going to house all of them. He has a actual beer truck that's a food truck. And so he'll be there and supporting all 3 of those breweries.
Oh, neat.
So we're really excited.
That's neat. So there is beer. What about wine? Anybody doing wine?
We do not have wine this
year.
We do have bars, though, throughout the footprint as well. So we'll have Tito's Vodka, 99 Brands, Karate Cowboy. So we'll have a lot of really fun mixers as well.
Okay. And the way people buy tickets is to go to, I actually wrote it down, it's fmmf.com/tickets.
That is correct.
Okay. So go there now, get your tickets. You have to limit the number of that you can sell, I would assume.
We do, but the only real limitation is our VIP ticket.
Oh, tell me about the VIP package as opposed to the general admission.
So we just have two different levels. Our VIP package, we have three different VIPs on the footprint. So right when you walk into the festival, you actually get one area that's accessed for you. So in case the general admission line is really long, you don't have to wait and, you know, wait for people to get through the line. Once you get in, then we have a VIP at our iHeartRadio stage. We have a VIP at our McPherson stage. And then we also have a VIP inside the fashion tent. What that gives you is access to be able to be stage front viewing, private restrooms, and a private bar.
Wow. And how much more is that?
Our VIP ticket right now for a single day is $99.
Okay.
And for a 2-day is $189.
$189. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. That actually sounds fair.
Yeah.
And that was your limit because if you don't,
we want it to be more intimate. You know, right. We don't want 2,000 people, so we really only try to limit it to right around 1,100.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. And so looks like I'm running out of time before this break. So let's go ahead and go to a break now. I have many more questions. We want to make sure people know all about this and how they can, you know, make it a day or a 2-day. You're listening to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
When it comes to the overall health of your teeth, trust the experience of Dr. Kvitko and Associates. From dental cleanings and exams to restoration, dental implants, and pediatric care, Dr. Kvitko and Associates can give you something to smile about.
There's a lot of places out there that offer discount dentistry, but at Dr. Kvitko's, he actually takes the time.
See what Dr. Kvitko and Associates can do for you. Conveniently located on High Street in Clintonville, call 262-9588 or online at drkvitko.com.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigert from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, episode number 450. With me in the studio is Melissa Dixon. She is the communications director for the Fashion Meets Music Festival. Now, it's hard to say. Do you say something different when you talk to people about it?
About the Fashion Meets Music Festival?
Yeah.
I think I've been saying it now for almost 4 years that it kind of rolls.
So you put the in there in the Fashion Meets Music Festival.
That is correct.
Okay. So I wanted to find out, do you have different genres of music? So if I'm a country western fan, would I have my fun if I'm a funk fan or rap or whatever? Is there something for everybody, or is it more mainstream?
We try to provide something for everyone within reason. So we do indie rock, we do pop, we do alternative, we do have hip hop, and we also have a little bit of EDM this year. So probably the only genre of music that we really do not represent is country and western.
Okay. And I don't mind it, but I'm not really a country western fan, so, you know, but I know a lot of people are.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people are. And so there's always music going on somewhere.
That
you have four
correct.
Stages, so as soon as three are getting set up while one's playing?
Yes and no. I mean, when you look at the schedule, our headliner bands on the main McPherson stage, that obviously doesn't even start till 4 o'clock. So the other two stages, music begins right around 1:30, and then in the fashion tent, that starts up around 1:30 as well.
Is this rain or shine?
It is rain or shine.
So you have the bands protected. People allowed to bring umbrellas?
They are if it is raining.
Okay. you might want to sell ponchos or something.
I know. We definitely have that on our radar. We get a little bit of rain the first year. Last year, it was in the high 90s. So we were all praying for a little bit of rain to kind of break that temperature and the humidity. But this year, you know, it's kind of really early to look at the forecast. But at least we're kind of, the weather's broke, and it's going to be at least in the low 80s, high 70s.
Is there an age limit or requirement?
Actually, it's a great question. So we actually allow children under the age of 10 with free admission with a general admission ticket paid adult.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay. And then the people that want to buy alcohol get a wristband or something?
We do. We check IDs at all locations.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So to get in the door, so to speak, you don't need wristbands if you're inside that fence.
You do need a wristband.
You do need
a wristband. So your ticket, whether you buy it through us at the box office or whether you purchased it on your phone and you have the printed ticket, you'll exchange that for one of the really cool festival wristbands.
Okay. So if you were just going to tell somebody that wasn't tuned in yet, hadn't heard a thing that we said, what would you want them to know?
That the festival, if you do not have plans, Labor Day weekend is a not to miss event that happens here in Columbus, Ohio. It's high energy. It's something, if you've never seen a fashion show and you're a little bit, I don't know if that's for me, I think you'd be very excited to know that I think it offers a little bit for everyone. It definitely kind of opens up your creativity.
You know, I can tell you that's true because I was involved with CMH Fashion Week for several years. And it was very fun. It was very fun. I had not been exposed to that world, so to speak, other than the few things you might see on television.
Exactly. I think you appreciate the industry even more.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you know, I got to meet the designers, and these people they make something from nothing.
They do.
And they make it look, and it's something that you've never seen before, too. You know, and it fits, and it walks, and it moves with the. And by the way, I now understand why models are all not so much all thin. Well, I guess it is all thin. It's because these designers, they'll make their creations, and they may bring, 10, 13 different creations to a show, and they're all the same size.
That is correct.
So they need a model. Any model that shows up that has been hired to do this show has to be able to wear it, right?
Yeah. So we actually, we have over 70 models in our fashion show over the course of 2 days. We work with Paul Mitchell, the school of Columbus.
Right.
So they are bringing over 67 hair and makeup team members to the event.
Wow.
So we have a whole back of the stage area where all the magic happens.
Right, right.
We have roughly 24 designer assistants, and then we have right around 6 staff people that run that operation.
Awesome.
So it's a huge undertaking.
Yeah, it really is, and it's really fun. I noticed online that I missed the deadline for media credentials. You think we could arrange something off
there? I can arrange something, yeah.
Come in.
I think I can press a green check to get you approved.
That's awesome. That's great. So, and again, it's the, you go to fashion, FMF, I'm sorry, www.fmmf.com.
.us.
Oh, see?
Yep, it's .us/tickets.
/tickets. And you can get yourself signed up. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I think it's neat that you guys are bringing this to Columbus and making us into, you know what, we're already kind of this mecca where everybody wants to live. We've seen all these apartments and condos go up. And so this is just one more reason for people to want to live in Columbus, right?
I agree completely.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's very cool. I think that's pretty much all the time we have. Let me just mention that, next week I'm going to bring you a show from, I'm going to Kasota, Minnesota. I'm going to drive a tank and shoot a machine gun. And we're gonna interview people there, and we're going to talk about it. I don't shoot guns. I think the last time I shot a gun was on my honeymoon just for fun. But it's going to be fun, and I'm looking forward to bringing you the audio from that show. And so let's see. As far as time, yep, we are just about out of it. I just have to find one more thing. Let me just remind you, this was episode 450. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kavitko. And the office Facebook page is Dr. Kavitko and Associates. Go ahead and like us. And I think there's a few seconds. Tell me about your social media again.
On Facebook, it's Fashion Meets Music Festival. And our Twitter handle is at FM Festival.
Got it. Be sure to tune in next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.